Welcome to Horsefly Chronicles Radio with Julia and Philip Siracusa. Sponsored by Carnation. Airing live on United Public Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. This show's opening has been produced, edited, narrated by Gwen Luckett at gluckett.com.
And welcome to Monday night segment of Horsefly Chronicles Radio with myself, Julia Siracusa, and Phil Siracusa. We're broadcasting live from the United Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 FM and 107.7 FM from New Orleans. This evening's show is fully sponsored by Carnation. We want to thank them for this sponsorship. We're also live on Roku, so you could watch us live, streaming from your TV. You'll have to do a few things in order to participate. Go to the YouTube channel, UFO Paranormal Radio. You could go to all the Facebook stations, UFO Paranormal Radio Network, UFO Undercover with Joe Montaldo, News on the Flip Side, Twitch, SoundCloud, and Podbeam, and of course, Horsefly Chronicles Radio. And if you have any questions for our guests, please ask tonight, guys. We have another amazing guest. So please welcome Bigfoot researcher and author, podcast host, and documentary filmmaker, Mr. Daniel Benoit, to the show. He's the founder of ECBRO, East Coast Bigfoot Researchers Organization. Tonight, we're going to dive deep into all of his research, which led him to his first sighting. He's spoken at several events along the East Coast, spreading his knowledge and educating people on the subject. So please, let's welcome him to the show.
Yay. Welcome. Thank you very much. It's a major pleasure to be here. This is pretty cool. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, Daniel, absolutely. Take us to the beginning of your story. How, as a child, and being, you know, one with the outdoors, what drove you down the path into all the research?
Well, to be completely honest with you, I mean, for those who may not be familiar with it, I'll throw it out there. A lot of people are. However, from 1967, the famous Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin footage, that to this day, that video footage is, a lot of people find it undeniable, very credible. It has not been debunked. It's been dissected left and right by all the major professionals. And I'll tell you what, I mean, there's been Bigfoot evidence and video footage apart from that since then. But that video alone really actually opened up a new world to me. After seeing that and observing that, it kept me looking into the subject more and more. You know, and here I am. I'm somebody that's always been intrigued and fascinated with the outdoors. I love wildlife because that's my wildlife is actually my key subject of study on top of Bigfoot. But again, it's just being out in the field there with new senses and, well, I should say heightened senses and just a different look and view on nature. Ever seeing that footage, it really opened up a new world. And then basically since then, I've started observing other people. I should back up a little bit on that. When, as far as observing other people, I end up getting on social media, and I had no idea there were so many other people involved with the subject, and I was blown away when I got on there and started finding different groups and forums. And, I saw a lot of these. A lot of these theories that were floating around social media, and of course they got a lot more bizarre up till now. But I never jumped on board with any of these theories. I was basically like the student in the back of the classroom just taking notes. That's where I had to start doing more of my own research. I wanted to look into some of these and maybe even find my own theories along the way. And over the years, I've drawn a few conclusions. I have my beliefs on different parts of the topic. I'm sure my mind may change if something else gets proven otherwise, or if anything gets proven, period. But yeah, that little bit of rambling is basically my start on the whole subject, you know, and I've been involved with this for about 13 years, so. And it's been quite the adventure. I'll put it to you that way. It has been quite the adventure, and it's been rewarding. I will say that. It's been very rewarding. So, also, I've gotten to, you know, meet a lot of great people involved in the subject itself. So, I've learned a few things from others. You know, we share thoughts and ideas together. We collaborate. There's been a lot of collaborating over the years, especially with different situations and encounters. And, you know, you just take notes from other people's stories and encounters, comparing with others, you know, and it's been quite the, it's been quite the learning experience, and it's been very fun. Yeah, if you're not having fun with something that you're involved with, yeah, you're not in the right subject. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
What do you think it is? Like, it's the question that you probably are asked all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I mean, you know, there's people, before I even say anything, there are people out there that are stuck on what they believe it is. And there's people that will swear and tell you it's not that, it's this. But it's no different than my opinion. What I believe is just more of my strong belief and my strong opinion. A lot of people ain't going to believe me, but, you know, that's okay. There's some people that have different thoughts, but my opinion, my belief, just based off a little bit of my research and with what I compare, I believe Bigfoot is some type of primate. I'm not saying he's a chimpanzee. I'm not saying he's a gorilla or so forth. Then again, I'm not saying he's strictly human, because there is people that say he's human. But then he's not a primate, which there's contradiction there, because scientifically speaking, we are human primates. Then you have your non-human primates. But unclassified in the primate range, or the field, I should say. And, I mean, there's no classification on what he actually is, but, I mean, until we get some more data and, you know, get some evidence and some information put out there, I mean, we could only guess and assume, but without evidence, again, there's people out there that will tell you what it is and what it not is, you know, because there's all these self-proclaimed experts out there, but mm-hmm. with no evidence, so, yeah. You know, but sadly, but...
No, you're right. I mean, there's also been a lot of talk that he has something to do with, you know, like the aliens.
Right.
That.
Well, I tell you what, I will not dismiss that. I'm not going to say that's not true, because that's the whole thing. Just because I have my belief and my opinion on something doesn't mean it's a fact at all. However, there's all these other thoughts and ideas and theories that one of them just might be accurate. So, I mean, why not? I mean, yeah, we can't rule that out, because there's a lot of mystery out there.
It's definitely interesting, and I think it's like everything else that we talk about. You research, and then you come up with what? More questions, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, makes you scratch your head half the time. Like, you know, mind's going in different directions when something might make sense here, but then wait a minute, this makes sense too. But which one's right? You know, that's why I find it easier to try to stay grounded on one topic. You know, yeah, after doing research on, you know, in one field, it tends to branch out a little bit, but, you know, sometimes you want to be careful when it branches out, because that's when it's just going to add more confusion to what you're trying to look at. You know, I mean, my issue is, and I try not to get carried away with it, or get, well, I should say, get involved, but with people having all these other thoughts and theories, I mean, I feel like we're really forgetting, or just more or less neglecting the starting point, because there's a lot that's going on. There's a lot that's being found. And people, I just believe that people are just jumping all over the place, you know, with all these alleged theories, all these claims, instead of focusing on one thing, because there's something logical that's happening that they just don't know how to explain. Meanwhile, they come up with the imagination. Well, maybe this, or maybe that, you know. I don't want to get, you know, really pinpoint too much on anything. Again, there's all these different theories, and people want to believe these theories, but again, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's going to take us everywhere. It's going to take our minds everywhere, but it's really, in my opinion, it's not going to get us anywhere, if that makes any sense. So,
no, it does. Yeah. Phil, what do you think? What do you think?
I think it's really interesting. There is a Bigfoot. I mean, it's just, you know, the questions are, how come the government doesn't capture these things on satellite? You know, there's so many questions, but yet I do believe, because there's a lot of documented stories about it. And it kind of goes along the line of, when I think about Bigfoot, I think about the giant bones they find that were humans, but yet they're denied. In other countries, there's pictures of bones that, like, these people were like 15 feet tall. I don't know. It's so much mystery behind it. I don't know. There's a lot of questions too, but it's fascinating. You said alien. That's another thing too. Could it be interdimensional, where it can only be seen certain times because it's transparent?
Right.
And then the other question is there only one Bigfoot?
No, I don't believe so. I believe there's multiple. But yeah, I wanted to respond to something that you had said, Phil, if you don't mind. As far as the government, I was actually questioned about that Friday, actually on my own podcast by my guest, because I let them throw a few questions out there at me. They want, you know, but anyway, the government, their question was, does the government believe, or does the government know about them? And so, yeah, what you had mentioned brought that to my mind, and I believe they already know this. But, you know, as far as them wanting to put out evidence publicly, I believe they want to keep things to themselves, or keep things behind closed doors. It's the same part of it, the same factor, or the same reason why they, you know, the local authorities will tell you that, no, you didn't see a mountain lion, when we know they exist. Yeah, here along the East Coast, we have mountain lions here. But, you know, Virginia here and the surrounding states, a lot of reports get put out there, and people report to the authorities, no, we don't have them here. They don't want you to believe that they're here, you know, because, you know, in the national parks and the forests, if the public became well aware of all what we have here in our forests, then that could play a key role in affecting the economy and other factors that will follow, the fear factor as well. You know, and then if Bigfoot was to be put out there publicly by the government, let's think about what happened to when the spotted owl was discovered out in the Pacific Northwest. That little tiny spotted owl, it shut down the logging industry, which was a big part of the economy. It went on the endangered species list. In my belief, or my thoughts on the whole subject of Bigfoot becoming publicly put out there and acknowledged, I think there would be a lot of legal issues. I mean, just the way I look at it and think about it, it could, I mean, what's going to happen if a humanoid figure say, well, we got this subject living among us, and, you know, are they going to put on human, all their different human rights are going to be being put out there, or, I mean, a lot of the forest there is a lot of the forest that are being taken down right now because we have new houses and subdevelopments going in everywhere. And I mean, I don't know. That's just my thought on that. I wanted to throw that out there because I think there's so many different things if we take the time to think about it. Where if Bigfoot was to be put out there publicly, I think it would affect so many things. I think it would have to be put on the endangered species list. Because I don't think they're as populated as us humans by no means, but I believe there's enough of them out there. There's reports and sightings of them all over the North American continent over the years hundreds of years and more, in different parts, you know, the East Coast, West, even Central America, in the Mid-South or whatever you want to call it. But, they are everywhere. Mostly everywhere, I should say. But
I feel like it's up to the people to do the documenting because I don't believe in any government. I think they all lie. They don't talk about the truth about aliens, about UFOs, about Bigfoot, about who made the pyramids. We still can't do it today. So there's so much they don't tell us. They're not that stupid. They're politically correct in their way of not showing us or telling us the truth. And that's why I'm glad there's social media out there and things like, even though they're going to ban TikTok eventually, but I think that it's great that it's out there because people are going real time saying, hey, look at this. So what, I have to watch a major news channel to tell, you're going to tell me the truth when there's someone out there already documenting the truth? That's what's wrong with everything. Right. Is that the people documented it are not taken seriously because they're not on CNN, Fox News, ABC, NBC. Get rid of that crap. It's the people who should have their own news stations. This is real. These things are real. And don't expect Big Brother to come clean on anything. You know, you also said something that, it would affect maybe politically a certain area if they came to tell the truth about a Bigfoot. That goes the same along the line of UFOs and aliens coming clean with everything. Because you know what that does? That throws religion to the curb. And when you throw religion to the curb and everybody's have that strong belief and their faith of what they believe in, that is chaos. So, and then it turns to turmoil. So I like social media for that reason. I like what people are starting to do is come forward and document things hands on, And do I believe in it? Most definitely. And I kind of say, is it an interdimensional being? There's that question mark of if there is, and there are many, can they make themselves in a way where they're not visible in such a way? And it may sound crazy, but it's one of those things that I always question, the possibility. Now look at the Amazon jungle. There's things in that jungle we don't even know because we can't even get close to that jungle. There's so much out there that we don't even know about. So there's a lot of hidden truths. And, people like yourself, you go out there and do your due diligence, and that's great. But you know what? I will tell you this much. If you, let's just say hypothetically, you found the Bigfoot and you were able to capture it, they would shut you down quick.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Where I've had experiences and I know others have, we could share our stories and we could tell about what we find. Like, you were talking about documenting things. I consider myself one of the little guys. There's many of us out here that go out there, step foot in the, field, explore. We want to seek out evidence. And when we do come across what we believe is considered evidence to us, we either video it, we take pictures, pictures and video is the best way of documenting things. And then, of course, if you come across tracks, you want to cast them if you can. Regardless, you're going to have people on both sides. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are or who they are. You're going to have people that are going to believe in it, and you're going to have people that's going to reject it, you know? And like you're talking about the news. I mean, yeah, there's people that – there's some of it's believable, some of it's, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, basically, it's all teleprompt. You know, your things are being put out there that they're being told to put out there, you know? There's I was going to make a joke about somebody in office, but I won't do that. I don't know my place on here. I don't know where you guys stand on stuff, so I won't.
But anyway. I don't believe any of them about anything, period.
Right, anyway, right.
It's been proven by everybody. You can't believe, you know, what you just said, that teleprompt, you're correct. Yeah. You know, they can only say things within their parameters. They can't go outside their parameters, otherwise they're fired. So,
right.
And you know, it kind of reminds me of the recent train derailments that are happening all over now, the Northeast. And I say to myself, you know, the first people that are capturing that is the people on TikTok, and it's hysterical, but it's true. Then the news, oh, and by the way, there's another train derailment. Oh, now you tell us. No, we don't need you. We don't need you. The people are out there. We have cameras. We have our phones. We're documenting it. Get lost. That's yep. The truth. The people tell the truth. We're not brainwashed like everybody else. Believe in what you tell us. So, and about Bigfoot, there's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of sightings. And there's a lot of credible people that come forward with claims, but they're not taken seriously because the big wigs try to debunk them and put them in hallucination land. That's exactly right. What they do. You know, so more power to you, but I like the topic and I am a believer. Joe, what do you think about Bigfoot?
I think that I never ever want to see one. Yeah, well, that's true. But I believe that there's just too much evidence to say it's not true. It's too much evidence,
you know? Right.
But we definitely don't want to run into one. Good.
Well, just don't ever go out in the woods alone. It's not safe, you know. I mean, I get people telling me that's. Well, a lot of people learn that I go out a lot on my own. And I get questioned by people like, oh, do you go out there? You're all there by yourself? I says, yeah. Do you ever tell anybody? You know? I said, there's a couple of people that are aware of when I go out, the general location. But there's thousands and thousands of acres out there. I could be anywhere out there if I get, you know, if I don't come back a certain time, they want to send out a search party. I mean, they would have to give them a basic general area to start with. But, I mean, I could be anywhere out there. But. Yeah, there's a lot of dangers out there. I mean, there's a lot of wildlife out there. We got coyotes, there's mountain lions, there's bears, you know. I've seen them all out there. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty well aware of my surroundings, and I'm, you know, I'm cautious on the most part. So, I'm sorry.
To protect yourself out there.
Yeah, what do you do?
I do carry. I carry a sidearm, and I mean, I have a couple of big knives with me yet too for backup. But so, yeah, I mean, I carry one of two sidearms because, you know, I know there's some big bears out there. But I got a 44 Magnum, but most of the time I carry my 9mm. It's a lightweight, you know, it's a faster use of a weapon, and it carries more rounds. But But yeah, it all depends.
Well, you need to protect yourself. I mean, there's a lot of movies out there. People get attacked by lions.
Yeah,
right.
You have to protect yourself. I would say get a machine gun out there. Be careful.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we got mountain lions out here. A lot of people don't believe it. Even some of the locals, if you share stories about mountain lions up here in Virginia, even Tennessee and North Carolina, and I'm sure there's several other states too. But you start telling some other locals about mountain lions, they'll laugh at you. Because that's the thing. They believe the local authorities. They believe the governments. You know, there's people that are puppets to the authorities when there's people like us that go out there and we witness things, but they want to still call you a crazy and like a lunatic because we're claiming what we're seeing. We're seeing it with our own flesh and blood eyes, you know? So, but yeah, there's a lot out there people are just unaware of and things that people don't want to believe in. It's, you know, a lot of the obvious things that are happening, you know, but either in the world, both politically and non-politically, wildlife, non-wildlife, whatever you are, you want to look at it in what direction, what topic, you just got to, you know, if you don't want to believe it when it's right in front of your face, I mean, there's something seriously wrong, you know, so.
I'm going to tell you something, how people are brainwashed. So, you know, on the news, this small leaks about there's a mothership possibly in the solar system and all this stuff, right? Then you have the religious, different types of religious people that come forward. Again, I don't have anything against religion, but they say, oh, it's a demon. Well, now, call me crazy, but I didn't know that demons can build spaceships. And the point I'm trying to make here and drive home is that even if you were to show Bigfoot, people would say, oh, no, that they'll make something else out of what it actually is.
Yep.
According to their belief system.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Definitely. According to their belief system. Because everyone is brainwashed in so many different areas that the truth be told, they don't even know the truth anymore. It's a ball of confusion, what's going on. You know, and it's really upsetting to the people that bring the truth, like yourself. Even Julie and I were paranormal investigators. We bring truth out there that goes to real. You don't believe it, that's a problem, but it's real. And there's a lot of different people, a lot of different areas. Ufology, all different categories and people are, you know, they either criticized or they're not taken seriously because, well, the news didn't talk about it, so it can't be true.
Exactly. Right.
That is the farthest of the truth. The people tell the truth.
Yeah. It's all part of limitations of the mind. People have limitations to what's considered reality, you know, without even giving the possibility or the thought. What's the best way to put that? Considering at least the possibility, they're not willing to even consider. That's how, you know, their minds are just, they can only, their minds and their mindset can only reach so far, you know.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're only going to believe what they've been taught, too. I mean,
right.
You know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they should teach you in school how the pyramids were built and tell you the truth and not the hogwash that's been handed down from generations and generations of books. They should tell the truth about Area 51, what's really going on over there, except for they turn it around and they blindfold the human population. That's what they do in every single category. And even it goes towards everything, food. They'll tell you things that they say are good for you. Lucky Charms is good for you now. It's on the news. Lucky Charms is good for you.
Full of sugar.
Come from? You know where it comes from? It comes from the dollar of the people and the manufacturers who put it out there and brainwash the public. And there's so many products out there that they do that with. And it's sad because people don't know what to believe. They get confused, right? So, you know, it's my mission, Julie's mission, I'm sure yours, to bring out the truth of what you see, what you believe, all the paranormal teams, all the people that investigate Bigfoot, ufology, bring the truth. If people want to make their own decisions, that's fine, but we'll show you what we have.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, at least we strive to do that. I mean, I know I could speak for myself, and I'm sure many others, but then of course there's others out there strictly for entertainment and want the YouTube clicks and views. I mean, I know people like that. I got friends that do that. You know, but I mean, I can tell you there's people that have had YouTube channels a lot less than I have, but they're almost reaching the 100,000s. I mean, but the thing is their content is just whatever they could put out there. to make it sound credible or exciting. You know, like there's something being captured on film every time they go in the woods. I don't produce that. I mean, I've had a YouTube channel since I think, what, 2013, somewhere around that, maybe a little, I don't know, somewhere within that range. But I mean, I'm right there around, I don't know, I think I'm a little over 3,000, not much over 3,000. But, you know, a lot of people always found my field videos kind of boring. I mean, not everybody. I've heard a few say that. Because I'm not one of those people that are saying, look, there's a Bigfoot right there. That shadow right there, that's a Bigfoot. You know, if I don't see it as a Bigfoot in the flesh, in the person, you know, because people are going by what's being produced on YouTube. And because when things get uploaded to YouTube, not everything is clear. You know, YouTube, I mean, it depends on your... I'm not going to get into, I'm sure you guys understand what I'm saying, but as far as what's uploaded, some video footage is distorted, pixelations and shadows, you know, so there's a combination of what people call Bigfoot. But I'm not one of those people that are, you know, yeah, there's a Bigfoot in my video right there. He's watching me right there. And yeah, if you look right over there at that tree, there he is, you know. I mean, if I was a BS like that, I might get more subscribers, but I'm not like that. I want people to see where I'm at, what I'm doing. I do come across a lot of interesting things. I point it out, and I try my best to explain it. You know, if I find evidence, foot tracks, I show them. But I've had a few things where there's a possibility I actually might have something on there, but I'm not going to go out of my way to, like, blast it all over social media, say I got a Bigfoot in this video. I mean, if people want to believe there's one there, that's their choice. But it's whatever. But yeah, again, there's so much out there that, you know, there's people that do take this serious, but there's people out there for entertainment. I mean,
right. Yeah. And that goes well with Phil. That's everything. That's clickbait.
Right.
Click to get the views and get the money.
You're not always going to find that evidence, too. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Not always, like, you know, we'd have people investigating a location, and just because they don't find anything at that moment doesn't mean it's not there. It just
right. It
doesn't work like that. And I think a lot of people believe, like, oh, you know, we didn't see anything, so it's not haunted, or we didn't see a Bigfoot in all of your content. It's not there. That's not how it works.
Right. I mean, yeah, I do like it when people go back and watch my videos. And there's people that go through Bigfoot field videos just to look for what might be a Bigfoot, which I think that's cool. There's people, if you got the time to do that, because I might be walking through the woods and filming. I might not see something, but somebody else could be looking in a direction where I'm not looking. And on camera and say, wait a minute, there was something right there. It just walked from tree to tree, you know, something like that, you know. I find that fascinating. I was like, you know, yeah, I think that's what we call, or what a lot of us call, armchair researchers. A lot of them have a negative rap. You know, a lot of people kind of look down on them. I appreciate them. Oh, you know,
we want other people to see maybe something that we're not seeing. I mean, if that's important. That's a whole part of why everybody's doing this.
Right. Absolutely. Now, there was a time I almost fooled myself because I didn't realize this, but one field video from several years ago, after I uploaded it, put everything together, I was going through it. I was like blown away. There was something up on the hill from where I was at, and it clearly looked like a small humanoid figure jump from one tree, run across, and jump up to another tree. And wow. I had to take my time and analyze what I was looking at. And would you believe it was a leaf? Because it was the slight movement, the slightest little movement of the angle I was moving with my camera, where that little leaf that was flickering on the little limb in the distance, that's what it was. It looked the way it moved. It was the way I was moving, and it was flickering at the same time. So it kind of had that, I'm trying to think of the right word. It looked like it was something real. Like there was, it was that, illusion, optical illusion, basically, you know, where I was clearly being fooled. Yeah. And I was kind of getting excited about it till I was like, I had a, you know, I'm not, see, and that's how I am. I'm one of those people, like, if I see something, I need to know for sure what it is before I make a claim, you know. I need to debunk myself, you know. So, and that's one thing I'm always telling people. If I ever claim something, I want people to question me about it, you know. Don't take my word for it. Question me about it. And that's how it should be with everything else that's presented, you know, because here's another thing that's going, it's very popular right now on social media. There's a lot of YouTube shorts and a lot of clickbait out there. AI images. People are very talented with creating some of this artwork online using apps. And yes, these apps, I think, do cost money. But there's these images of Bigfoot, Dogman, and so forth. And people are putting them out there. And there's people believing these images. And I got a couple good friends on Facebook that produce artwork through AI apps. And their artwork is so talented. I mean, I'm actually using one on my event t-shirt for my my Bigfoot event coming up in June. I have permission to use some of this artwork. But the images are so good. Some of them do look realistic. Some of them are very obvious, you know, crappy artwork. But my thing is, AI images are taking over what people are believing to be evidence, which is sad.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's horrible. I know. Yeah. You can't tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah. All the hardworking, you know, researchers out there, and I don't even know what to say about that.
It's yeah.
Right, but in a different way.
Well, yes and no. I mean, some of these images are created with. Yeah, some. Oh, actually, let me back up. Yes, some of these images are created and photoshopped into another background and with other filters added to make it look like a blend. Yeah, there's blend because that's all part of Photoshop. I do Photoshop to make my flyers and posters and this and that and whatever. But as far as creating these images, these, you know, automated intelligence or whatever you call them, and yeah, you Photoshop them into a background. And, you know, some of the backgrounds look very realistic, which some of them come across as realistic or actually really are. And just, again, they use a filter and they edit to make it blend into it. You know, like it's all part of the real thing. But yeah, that's the sad truth. The other thing is, I mean, I've seen Bigfoot costumes and things used on alleged trail cam photos, which is, some of them are very obvious, and I've actually done it on more than one occasion. I've actually taken, I'm basically anything you could think of, any image. I could take a picture of me, I could take a picture of Scooby-Doo and put him on a picture and make it look like he's on trail camera. You know, there's a lot of that. Trail cam images could easily be hoaxed and you know, edited. I mean, if you got a picture on social media, you could Google images. I mean, social media, when it comes to evidence, social media is very dangerous to believe much of anything, really, with the way people corrupt in it. It is also a very good tool and a sourceful thing for a lot of other information. But when it comes to these images, and so much people are just doing whatever they want for clickbait and they want the attention, you know, and it's sad, but it's happening. I'm seeing it. Other people are seeing it. And, you know, I've pointed stuff out. I've questioned people about it. I've called people out about it. I mean, to some, I'm wrong for doing that, but I feel like it's necessary because there's people that are falling for this. That's what gets to me. I was like, I don't want to see people falling for something that's fake. I mean, wouldn't you want to know the truth? If I knew the facts behind something, you know, I mean, I would want to share it with you. I mean, that's how I am. If I know the truth and the facts about something, I'm the type of person that wants to put that out there. No, I don't claim to be a know-it-all, but there's certain things out there that I know for a fact are real or fake, you know? I don't know everything about that. Some things I've been fooled by myself. You know, some things, you just got to be very objective. You got to take things with a grain of salt, and You know, I mean, there's still some things out there I feel that are credible or believable. Like one of the things we mentioned earlier is about alleged Bigfoot photos. Not photos, but videos. I mean, the Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin video footage from 1967. I still believe that's real because it has not been debunked. There's other videos that I believe that should have had more attention. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Paul Freeman footage, but I honestly believe that's legit, in my honest opinion. You know, Paul Freeman died back in the he died back in the early 90s, early mid 90s, but he captured something there, and you could clearly see it's a Bigfoot in that video. And then his son, Michael Freeman, very incredible guy. I had the chance to interview him, and we discussed his latest book. He shared a lot of great information regarding his father and everything his father captured. His father had, you know, a reputation. His father, he was part of the DNR, or the, what is it, the kind of like the wild game department, worked in the wild game and fish, inland fishery department. But yeah, he was, in my opinion, he was credible. But again, video footage like that should have been put out there more, just like the Patterson footage is. The Patty footage image is used today in all kinds of artwork and social media images and everything left and right. But again, there's other video footage out there that I think we should start looking into and consider. Among there is a lot of hoaxing out there. I mean, I'm not, there's other names I could throw out there and say what's fake and what's not, but I'm not going to do that, you know, right now. So, but it's not my place, I guess. But,
what type of, like, what evidence have you caught that you truly believe it could be something?
Honestly, I have a collection of foot casts that I have come across right here in Virginia alone. As far as, you know, different parts of the National Forest where I've collected evidence over the years. I mean, I believe they are from a real Bigfoot. Only because, again, I was a knower long before I ever had any encounter. But I witnessed Bigfoot. I have had other activity. I've had things happen to me out there as far as physical things, I should say. I've had large rocks thrown at me. You know, I've heard things out there. And for the record, I like to always point this out. I do this when I go to speak at presentations. One of the first things right off the back, I'm a wildlife and Bigfoot researcher. I always throw wildlife before Bigfoot because, as I tell people, if you don't know and understand your known species of wildlife, then how are you going to be an expert on something that's considered to be unknown? So, because there's so many people give, they're giving Bigfoot credit for out in the woods, like a simple tree break. A lot, I mean, I'll use a tree break for example. I've been with people out in the woods. There's a broken tree. Bigfoot was here. Well, how do you know a bear didn't do that? How do you know the wind didn't do that? You know, bears are notorious for playing and pushing and breaking trees. They uproot trees. I've seen dead logs roll on the ground that been pushed over, rolled over. Bears move them around because they eat the grubs and the bugs underneath, you know. Bears like to play on things. They do a lot of crazy things. But as far as evidence goes, yeah, I mean, between my encounters and finding the foot tracks, I mean, there's no doubt we have a bipedal, a large bipedal hairy primate of some sort. Because again, I believe he is some sort of primate. Again, I'm not making him equal to our known species of primates. But then again, there is a lot of similarities between the behaviors and everything that we contribute and relate to Bigfoot. If you do a cross comparison on what we find and what we experience in our own neck of the woods, and look at non-human primates, look at what they've been observed doing, look at the vocals they do and what they... you know, all those little things, there's a lot of similarities if you cross point and make a comparison on behaviors and activities and even the vocals. Because a lot of what we hear and experience here in North America or our own backyard, again, there is a similarity, or there's a lot that we can collaborate on. So if that makes any sense. So,
yeah. Have there ever been a Bigfoot corpse found?
Has there ever been one found? To my knowledge, there's claims with the wildfires out west, supposedly there was a body that was collected from the wildfires that the fire department had helicoptered out of there. But here's the story. This is the only information. There's information about this on there online. I'm assuming, I mean, it sounds legit. But when they rescued this body, I don't know if it was still alive or not. But again, it was helicoptered out of there, and supposedly the government came and took the body away. Oh. That's the rumors. That's what I heard. I don't know the facts behind that, but I mean,
that's
yeah. So I mean, as far as the body found, that's all I know. Now let's see. Yeah, does the government know and believe? I believe the government knows and has things that, you know, of course, they're not going to tell us about, you know, so, but yeah, so, I mean, as far as that there, that's the only thing I could think of right off the top of my head as far as a body being collected, but if there is something out there, I'm unaware of it, so, yeah.
This chat, let's see. Ooh, Bear Dens of Bigfoot. I'm like this because I can't see.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
Daniel is the only investigator I trust. He is who I would trust to watch my back in a sticky situation. I mean, that's really nice.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Old Bear Dan. I'll send you a check in the mail for saying that.
Listen, I mean, If me and Phil were in the woods, we would want you with us too. Just saying, right, Phil?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in anything. I mean, I know I've been labeled an expert, you know, as far as when people announce me at their event, their speak, whatever. They call a lot of us experts, and really, in reality, we don't like to be called experts because there's no experts in the field of Bigfoot. Only because, in my honest opinion, there's no facts that we could really put out there. Only from our own observation. Yeah, we have our own facts. Like, for example, if I witness Bigfoot doing something out there, well, that's a fact. That's really happening. I mean, that's my story. That's my hearsay, you know, my say. So, based off of somebody else's claim. I mean, I've heard so many claims out there on different things where people have witnessed things. I mean, that's their facts. But we can't take these facts, even though we might be witnesses to some of these things, and put it out there in the scientific field. Because scientifically, science doesn't observe this. You know, they're willing to believe every other BS out there except for something that's witnessed by so many people, you know. Scientists look at it like this. Even with the footcast that we find in the woods, scientists does not take that as any bit of evidence, only because foot tracks can be hoaxed, and they have been hoaxed. I mean, there's a history of hoaxing foot tracks back in the 1950s, you know, over off, you know, at a logging job site, you know. The guy's name is on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of the name right off the top of my tongue. I know others out there listening might know who I'm referring to. Actually, his name is mentioned in Jeff Meldrum's book, Legend Meets Science. It was brought up and mentioned there where there were wooden wooden feet that were shaped to be alleged Bigfoot tracks that were put out there and hoaxed and found. Later there was confessions made, I guess, and where the evidence that was actually found that those wooden feet did exist. But anyway, yeah, so again, foot tracks can be hoaxed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen so many other foot tracks from other people. I don't know if they're fake or not, you know. I know if you look at if you look at pictures of my foot casts that I have made from the tracks I found, compared to a lot of these foot casts that were made that are been collected over the years, especially out in the Pacific Northwest, their tracks look so clear, so properly made. I mean, mine look pretty good. They show the toes. They show, you know, they show the shape of the foot, but they're not as the best way to put this? They're not perfected looking. They don't look perfect like the other casts are. And then again, I have to consider it's the terrain I'm finding them on. Sometimes I find things in the soft mud around the creek beds. I have found very deep impressions just walking through the woods, where sometimes you have to remove the leaf litter in some of these impressions to see what it might be. Most of the time when I find a lot of promising looking tracks, after you remove the leaf litter to see the details of what it might be, come to find out that most of them are just bear tracks. Because there are some big bears up here. I've seen them. I have a lot of experiences with bears. And that's one of my main species of wildlife I like to study, for various reasons. Their diet, their behaviors. Because a lot of their behaviors and what they're known for doing, people are claiming Bigfoot's doing it when it's really the bears, among other things, other natural sources. But yeah, I mean, I've been fooled by some of the tracks I've found in the past, because bears, another thing with bears, they're very common for double steps, making a double step track. And some of them will look like a large, foot track, but some of them are obvious. Some of them are a little bit more tricky. Yeah, I'll say. They're a little tricky. And
it's like everything else, like the paranormal too. I mean, things are mistaken for ghosts, right? It happens.
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah. I mean, I got friends that are in the paranormal. That've been in the paranormal for many years, and I mean, there are things that they've shared with me. I mean, there's with others that they've seen. There's people out there that, claim things and where it's something misidentified. Little things, Of course, and then a lot of people in the paranormal world are just out there for entertainment and, shits and giggles, if I had to step foot with anybody in the paranormal world, it would be my good friends of mine. They actually live about maybe a half hour from me. The Twisted Paranormal Society, also known as the Twisted Realm. Okay. Real good friends of mine. Yeah, Lyle and Tana Lotz, their husband and wife team, and Brandon Johnson is a member of their group. I just had them on my podcast Friday night. And they're also sponsors to my event. So we got a few big things coming up in the future that we're going to be working on together.
Yeah, we're coming up to the end of the show, but we definitely want what are you coming up next? And tell us about where we can find your books.
Oh, the books. Yeah. My books, they can be found on Amazon. There's a few different books out there. My latest one I do recommend and suggest is it's a Wildlife and Bigfoot Field Guide, An Objective View, by yours truly. You can find that on Amazon, or if you're familiar with Lulu.com, that's the publishing site. You can go directly there and buy it directly through Lulu.com. But again, the other books, I have Fairies versus Facts. That could be found on Amazon. Learning Bigfoot is found on Amazon. Then there's a children's activity guide. It's mainly a coloring book, but I make it educational with including wildlife images with their tracks in there. So it's a basic coloring book with some education in there for the younger people. I've actually had adults get it. I've had adults get it because they like to color too. So it's a fun book. It's in all my books, they're basically, they're all research related. They're basically all research guides. Of course, the Wildlife and Bigfoot Field Guide, that's more of a a actual field guide. All the other books are my research and my educated opinions and conclusions on various topics in the Bigfoot world. So, I recommend to check them out, Amazon, and there's a few documentaries out there if you haven't seen them. My first one is called Elusive Legend, an ECBR story. You can actually watch that for free. It's the first one I've ever been featured in. It's on Tubi TV. I believe the film producer that put it on is actually now, you could look it up and find it and watch the full video on YouTube itself now. Then Hunt for the Shawnee Sasquatch, that's out there on DVD. That was filmed out in Illinois. And then the latest documentary I was on is actually for a TV show produced by the Twisted Paranormal Society on Paraflix, the Beast of Elkhorn Lake, which is on a new TV series called Hometown Haunts. So
Wow. That's
something to check out. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun working with these guys and putting this information out there, sharing my experiences and my research. And so, yeah. And then
thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything that you do out there to educate us on this topic.
Thank you. I try. Sorry for rambling so much.
No, it's been a great show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Unfortunately, we have to. We gotta close the show. But one special thank you to Carnation for fully sponsoring the show from day one. We love them. Don't forget to watch us on Roku and join us next week, same time, 107.7 FM and 105.3 FM from New Orleans. And stay tuned from Trishmo with the missing piece. Thank you, Daniel, for coming on tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
You too.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You guys too. All right, bye-bye.